This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Norma Faye Daniel, D-A-I-N-I-E-L-E. The date of evaluation, April 18, 2024. The place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The chief complaint, shortness of breath. The HBI, the patient is an 83-year-old female with history of stage 1A lung cancer, status post left upper lobe lobectomy, remote pneumothorax, status post left VATS, remote bleb resection, and pleurodesis. She further has COPD and is maintained on home oxygen at 2 liters per minute, period. She is status post drug eluting stent to the left anterior descending, period. She has heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and remote Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, period. She presented to the Summit Medical Center on April 12, 2024, with multiple complaints that include that of shortness of breath, anxiety, and inability to care for herself at home, period. In the emergency room, she was noted to be hypoxic, period. She had been started on prednisone and further treatment with nebulizer with subsequent improvement in her symptoms, period. The patient was subsequently discharged to the skilled nursing facility. Discharge diagnosis include 1, COPD acute exacerbation, chronic respiratory failure, next number accelerated hypertension, next number remote adenocarcinoma of the lung stage 1A, next number hypertension, next number anxiety and depression, next number hyperparathyroidism, next number anemia, next number osteoarthritis of spine, then radiculopathy, lumbar region, next number back pain, next number chronic kidney disease, next number chronic headaches, next number chronic hepatitis C, next number infrarenal aortic aneurysm. The patient currently reports back pain. She currently denies any shortness of breath, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes hypercholesterolemia, next number acute myocardial infarction, next number tobacco use disorder, next number spontaneous pneumothorax, next number ischemic cardiomyopathy, next number hyperparathyroidism, next number history of alcohol abuse, next number essential hypertension, next number depression, next number coronary artery disease of native artery, next number anxiety, next number bradycardia, next number anemia, next number cataract, next number sciatica, past surgical history, status post right hip replacement in March of 2016, next number history of shoulder surgery not otherwise specified, next number history of back surgery not otherwise specified, otherwise as for HBI, period. The medications, lisinopril, next number bupropion, Correction. Medication list. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams, BID. Losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 daily. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, daily. Ethylene glycol, corrected polyethylene glycol, 17 grams, packet. Prednisone, 20 milligrams on a taper. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, HS. Albuterol, Preventil, HFA, Ventolin. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 30 milligrams, one tablet daily. Lexapro, 30 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams. Take 2, TID. Norco 10/325, one tablet every 6 hours. Senosides, 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets, HSPRN. Allergies, penicillin. However, patient tolerated cephalexin, NIC number lisinopril, NIC number bupropion, NIC number tolterodine, T-O-L-T-E-R-O-D-I-N-E, NIC number venlafaxine, NIC number ibuprofen, NIC number naproxen. B. Family history, non-contributory social history. Patient has a history of cigarette smoking, alcohol use. She lives alone but is cared for by family members. The physical examination, blood pressure 115/74, pulse 87, respiratory rate 17, temperature 97.7, saturation 96%. In general, she is lying in bed. She is resting comfortably. She is in no acute distress period. HEENT, unremarkable. Remainder physical examination, essentially unremarkable. Mental status examination. Patient is oriented to self period. She thinks the day is Wednesday, when it is in fact Thursday, period. She thinks the date is July, when it is in fact April 18th, period. She recognizes Biden as being the president. However, when asked who was the president prior to Biden, she states that it is Obama, when it is in fact President Trump. She was once more prompted on who the president was after Obama. She did not seem to recall, period. The patient does understand that she is here for rehab, period. The overall impression, currently she is unable to make adequate decision making given her generalized weakness and overall mental status, period. Some of her mental status changes may be related to medications. She is on significant dosage of Neurontin. She is further on pain medications, period. The patient, as noted, has multiple medical problems to include COPD. She has history of lung cancer, as noted. has history of hypertension or have a blood pressure control, period. The plan will continue for usual medication. No additional intervention at this time. She will require physical therapy. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.